Let's start with the easy part. Last Thursday night, I stood in the back of the sanctuary with Lacey Taylor. We were listening and watching the rehearsal of what you're going to see in just a few moments. Now, our sanctuary is a beautiful place at night. The world is full of darkness most of the time, but here the glow of the light seems to hold the darkness at bay, and there is a peace in this place in the nighttime. Now, on Thursday, the choir, the adult choir, they were over in the choir loft, and they were beginning to practice. They were warming up, and the children, the Wild Notes Choir, they were gathering on the steps to rehearse with the adults the song that they're going to sing together, and they were being children, of course. They were laughing, they were talking, they were elbowing each other for position, and Barb, Director Barb, asked for their attention, and she got it. And then they started singing. And those clear, innocent voices singing in the soft light, well, they more than held back the darkness. They pushed all the darkness away with their goodness. It was beautiful. Well, then it was the adult choir's turn to sing, and their faces are, well, there's no other way to say it, older. They've seen a few more years. They're closer to the end of the line. They don't so much elbow each other for position, though, but most of them have been doing that all day, you know, out there in the workaday world. So they're laughing and they're talking while Sandy's trying to call them to order. But when the children began to sing, they quieted immediately. They heard it too, the innocence and the beauty and the light in those young voices. And then it was the adults' turn to sing, and that too was beautiful. And I remembered that, of course, they all started out as children too. And the adult part of the song goes on for a while. And the kids on the steps, they will probably be just fine today because you're all here watching. But that night, with no parental eyes observing, they went right back to being kids. They were giggling, they were popping up a step and down another, a little playful pushing going on, whispering here and there. And you know what? It was still beautiful. Still. So let's start with the easy part, which is seeing Christ in our children's faces as they sing, or in the faces of the footlighters as they were sharing those parables of the word. Now maybe it gets a little harder when they're busy being kids, when they're giggling and pushing and whispering, but not really, not really. You don't have to look very hard, not very hard at all, to see the light, to see the innocence, to see that beauty. It's achingly beautiful, really. It's like a vision of Eden, almost. It's maybe a bit harder to see Christ looking at the grown-ups. But you know, when you look around the pews, when you look in the mirror even, you'll see Christ there. Maybe the innocence is largely gone because of what the world does to us over time. But if you look closely, you can still see the beauty there. No less beautiful because we've been damaged some. Just as a flower is still lovely, even though a petal is missing. Just as a Van Gogh is still hauntingly beautiful, even though some of the paint may have cracked with age. It's even harder, I suppose, to see Christ in the lonely and the last and the least, which is why Christ made the point in his parable that Christ is present in the face of the guest in the dinner line in the pads shelter on Tuesday night. That Christ is present in the face of the woman with Alzheimer's who is no longer quite herself. That Christ is present in the faces of those nameless refugees we see on our television screens. Can be hard to see Christ there unless you're feeding them or listening to them or praying for them, which of course is what Jesus is calling us to do. You know, we're going to start the Logos program here at the church on Wednesday nights, and one of the things I love about this program is, one of the reasons I hope you'll bring your children to it and maybe even come yourself, is that the core of Logos, the whole idea behind it, is that everyone should know and see that every person is a child of God, should look into every single face and know that there is a child of God. If you think about that, if you really think about Christ in every face, you can't look at anyone quite the same way again. Jesus said, to be part of the family of God, we must become like a child. And then he said, let the children come to me. So let the children come. Let them come, Lord, all the children, because deep down we all are children. And when we do come, let us look past what the world has done. Let us see past the cracks and the years and the damage. And let us see the innocence that is still in there somewhere in each and every soul. Let us see the light that shines in each and every spirit because God put it there. Let our children help us see the beauty of it all. And when we do, we will see Christ in one another, Christ in the faces we encounter. Thursday night, at the end of the music, we, the adult choir, and Lacey and I, we thought we had to do something because it was so beautiful, and so we clapped, you know. And sometimes clapping is perfect, as it was earlier this morning, but sometimes clapping just doesn't quite feel right. It wasn't right that night. It sort of intruded on the beauty of it all. So today, when the children are on the steps and when the children that are over there in the choir loft, when they're done with the anthem this morning, let's give thanks in a holy silence, just for a few seconds. And let's soak in the beauty of it all. And take a moment to see Christ in the moment, in their faces, in their singing, and the laughter that will be right there in their children's eyes, even if they don't dare laugh out loud. And let us quietly see the Christ who comes to us day by day in one another. Amen.